Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things that we can make you say the thing that's tall podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
I did it that time.
I feel like you've been on a little bit of a run of fucking it up.
Yeah,
you were.
Last week was not good.
Your stats took a crazy nosedive. Yeah. You really tanked your averages.
Yeah. I'm the only one that has any pressure at the start of the episode here. Are you just going to say your name?
Swap it around.
That's true.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's like for you.
Self-imposed. You have no idea what it's like.
We've been talking about pre-recording it for how long has this podcast been going on?
Five years? We haven't been talking about pre-recording it, have we?
We have before.
I veto that. Make Patty do it. I'll do it.
I do it
when you're gone.
That's true.
When you're gone, how ominous.
She does do it.
Yeah. She didn't say, I'll do it when you're gone.
I'll take over when you're finished, when you're done.
You'll see.
When you're cold
you'll
in the ground.
You'll all see. It's like, all right.
When you have food for the maggots, I'll do it.
I'm turning this podcast into a true crime mystery where each of you progressively vanish from the show until it's just me.
Man, that was it's underrated how funny Serial is in retrospect.
Dude, they did a whole episode of them driving to a Best Buy. Yeah. Like, it's so fucking dumb.
And then after all was said and done, they're like, isn't there like an episode where she's like, okay, so I just like, I'm not sure about a lot of the stuff that I said.
I feel like the conclusion is like, yeah, he like, we're pretty sure he did it, but what if he didn't do it?
It's like this. Well, they didn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, right? That was very much in the era
of like Reddit solving mysteries, and then a lot of times people getting arrested for no reason, and then they were like, "Oh, okay, well,
yeah."
Okay, I just thought of $1 million idea.
Reddit,
if we go
police
back in time to 2013 or so, podcast called True Crime Is My Spirit Animal or something.
Ah. Yeah. We'd be moving shirts.
Yeah. True Crime. Isn't that like the top Patreon podcast, or it was for a while? It was like something that none of us had ever heard of, but was making like 500 grand a month or something.
Yeah.
Multi-million dollar.
And then they had some kind of weird falling out and allegations of, you know,
it was one of those D&D looking guys with like a beard and like a purple dyed undercut and like doing like DreamWorks face and
yep.
Talking about the fucking DC Sniper,
yeah,
which is
brother.
Our turf.
That's right.
We do a spin-off podcast that's very serious, and it's just about solving the DC Sniper, a thing that is already resolved.
What if
they didn't
do it? Exactly.
I was just at a show, so Unsolved Mysteries. I love Unsolved Mysteries, where every Unsolved Mysteries episode is just like, we know who did it, but we can't arrest them. Like,
it's
just like horrible police work.
It's either, it's the police fucked up, or we know who did it, but we don't have enough evidence, or it's very sad and it's like a family that can't accept that someone killed themselves.
Oh, the new ones for sure, especially.
Which we
burn them. I think there might be a season that we haven't watched yet, but they're on Netflix, right? Or one of them. Yeah. Mm. The old ones are always just like, I'm watching the new ones again. It was like, we get to the end and it's like, right, unsolved. Like, that was like a thing I had to like,
I knew that part
of it. Yeah.
But Unsolved Mysteries is why it was between that and there was a Time Magazine feature. And I've said this before, I was convinced 100% Andrew Cannon was going to come kill me next. I was next.
Have you
After
watched
Johnny Versace, he was going to come up to Connecticut
get an issue
and get my ass.
Number one, Johnny Versace. Number two, Patrick Monahan, 7 years old.
Right.
Connecticut.
Shooting me like through my Game Boy playing Link's Awakening into my heart.
A hitman receiving a text that simply has a picture of 7-year-old Patrick Monahan on it.
Or not even on the
feeling a gun
of,
against the back of your head while you're looking at your Game Boy with the worm light on.
Not even more tragic. I didn't even get to play it. I was walking out of the electronics boutique in the Trumbull Mall after calling them like every day after basketball camp. I remember that summer being like, "Mom, we got to call. I got to see if they have it in yet." For some reason, because it wasn't clear when things came out as much back then, because it wasn't like a and it
you
was,
couldn't just like look it up.
Did you have it yet?
Well, that's one thing.
It's the same ponytail guy answered the phone every time. I was like, "Not yet."
Yeah, whipped his ponytail angrily. That's the bummer thing about everything going online. Also, is that like there used to be you had a chance I remember doing this too. You could go to his store before something was supposed to be out. And if you got a guy who just hated his job and didn't care, he would just give it to you.
Yeah.
And then there'd be like a post online on a forum where it'd be like, oh, a sad guy at Best Buy sold me Zelda early. It's like, yeah.
But, so you guys are not going to believe what Wario's voice sounds like in Mario Kart 64.
Yeah. I still don't know if to this day I've been spoken to with more derision than by the Best Buy employee when I was camped out to get a Wii. Came out and talked to us. Just like in a tent with my friend. Just like, because he's not even supposed to be working at that point. Like, they have to work overnight, so he fucking hates everybody out there. I guess he gets to see you fight, but yeah, that's not what you signed up for to work at Best Buy. They're like, you're working a graveyard shift
to manage a sleepover. Right. That's not what your job
is. Graveyard shift, you're gonna have to break up probably one like very impotent physical fight.
Like, I didn't get into this business to watch kids, I got into this business to upsell grandparents into buying $300 cables.
Yeah, look, then the cables need to be diamond. That's what you need to know.
No. This is, you think an HDMI, regular old HDMI cable can do this? Digital connection? No, you
forget
need
about
that.
It.
No. Gold plated shit.
Yeah,
they all got.
It's way better.
Yeah, all those guys, the guys who were able to sell the diamond plated HDMI cables, they got hired by ISPs to tell old people. Yep. They're like, I don't know, if you want to do crosswords, you're going to need pretty fast internet to load all those squares.
I went with my dad to get a TV or something. It was a TV or a computer, or these are two different trips maybe, but I did see like the pricing list for those cables. They're still like hundreds of dollars. It is like how do these people, I mean, very comfortably, I'm sure, sleep at night, but like.
Yeah, on great mattresses.
Prices have probably only gone up because they're selling fewer. You know what I mean? Like, as the grift gets less successful, the prices just skyrocket. And then they just blame Joe Brandon. Inflation.
Joe Brandon is making the cables more expensive.
Supply chain and Joe Brandon, you know, wokeness.
It's for all those people that like go in there and go to whatever the fuck the Magnolia Home Theater section is and are just like, pack this all up and deliver it to my house.
That room, right. There was this weird test room.
And that's dark in there. That's such a strange place. I'm going to go hang out at Best Buy today.
It's like an exhibit in an aquarium or something.
Yeah,
like,
look, it feels so much like an aquarium, and I don't know why.
And it's like they have like lighting on the wall, so it's like you're underwater when you're on your way into the, I mean, now I'm just talking about the Maritime Aquarium. And
nobody's in there, and it feels like you're not allowed to be in there. But yeah, I've got time to burn in this city today. So I'm going to be hanging out in the Magnolia Home Theater.
Just walking around with your hands in your pockets. It's like, I don't like what's going on here. Get this guy out of here.
Yeah.
Feels like you're not allowed to be in there. I have no idea what you're talking about because
go to Best Buy?
I don't know enough. I don't think I would be upsold. I know enough to not get the diamond cables, but I don't know enough to go into Best Buy without a guardian.
Kath show cables. Kath upload cables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy like helping us with the computer thing. And my dad wanted like a computer. It was like basically the cheapest possible one because it was like, it's only for very limited stuff. And
need to do my Wordle.
And it was like basically just like some, for email and YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, and some geek squad fuck is like, you're gonna want to run Linux.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
I'm gonna kill you.
I don't know if that's gonna be enough to run. And I was like, shut the fuck up. All right, it's $400. It's fine.
If you put Linux on my father's computer, I will kill you.
It's like, we're getting it's cheap. It's an all in one. We don't have to get a tower. It's like, this works exactly for what we need. And he's like, I mean, look, that's fine. But you know, you could spend $1,200 and get a. It's like he's not gonna play like Call of Duty on it. Okay.
You should have got your dad an Alienware, dude.
My dad was playing Counter-Strike years ago.
Your dad reading emails on an ultra-wide monitor. Like super high.
He's got the Razer keyboard
rate.
And he's Hunt and Peck typing in all caps.
Yeah, he has like a $900 ceramic keyboard.
The sound of a mechanical keyboard. The sound of a mechanical keyboard clicking at Hunt and Peck speed. Like, just awful. You should do it now. That would be funny.
It would be funny. That'd be a good bit.
We're dead. You're not. Look, check out this rig. It's like, all right, what?
Yeah, Patrick, what do I even do?
Patrick, my HP Omen is messing up, is acting up. It's just like, he's like, it comes with Counter-Strike installed and he can't uninstall it. Right. So it just, he just gets good at it, playing Ski Free on it.
It's like, can I get Firefox on this? It's like, yes.
Yeah, you dude, can. I mean, it's crazy. They need to, you need a guardian in there and it needs to be controlled. Like, there should be some level of like power of attorney needed to like
yes.
sell
yes.
a parent. And because like this, the one guy talked my dad into getting an Android and that like ruined my life for like 5 years.
What was the pitch? Do you remember what he said?
You know what these fucking guys are? He thought he wanted, he's like, you can play Game Boy Advance games on it if you jailbreak it. I don't fucking know how he got my dad to
overclock the
it.
Processor. A battery will run out in 40 minutes, but you can play Nintendo 64 on it.
Yeah, you could boil an egg on the back and play Game Boy in the front. I don't know how he did it. He just, my dad, but it was like for years. We finally got him back on iPhone, and it's, man.
Seymour Sloth. Terminated. <my God. laughs>
Seymour Sloth.
Extreme prejudice. John Cena.
To an interpretive.
John Cena announcing that Seymour Sloth has been compromised.
Yeah. Seymour Sloth shot in the street like a dog.
Yep.
Lying there.
He tried to get away very slowly, not yeah. successful.
And then it was so awful because my dad would be like, can you fix this? And I'd be like, no, I don't know how your phone works.
Yeah. Just, you're on your own, man.
I would, be, I like,
call the guy who sold this to you. Yeah, make him deal with it.
I would beat that guy up. That's like, if I saw him and I knew that it was him, I would throw him. I'd get so mad.
Throw him. Like yeah. a hip toss?
What do you think fighting is?
Throwing, yeah. Special throw, command throw. What are you talking about?
Just Zangief
style. Yeah.
Just I don't know. I was going to say him with one of those diamond cables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say throw him in
exactly.
front of a train.
Tony Soprano in Maine. Yep.
I was going to say throw him in front of a train. Then I was like, that's pretty harsh. So then I just shortened it to throw him.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it now. Not with two yellow bars in front of the tracks on true. One side of that's the station true, somewhere.
What, is this new? I saw your picture of this.
Yeah, there's...
is this everywhere?
This
I have
is a
not
new
seen
Eric
anywhere.
Adams safety move. There's like some metal in the way some places.
It's like less places to shove people, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you pointed out, I think you made the joke, when are we going to find out someone in Eric Adams' family runs a yellow metal business or something yeah. along those lines, or one of his
I make
prominent
square yellow
donors.
Metal.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's like, if you look at like the space on which you could be shoved onto the tracks, it covers like, it reduces it by like maybe 30%.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then generously. In the station where, near them, on the L station, I took that at, it's only on one side. So they're like, well, if you're on your way to Manhattan, then you can't get pushed. If you're going deeper,
that's
who
we have to protect.
If you're going to Brooklyn, yeah. good luck. Yeah.
You got to, people are on their way to Work Island, as the young people yeah. call it these yeah. days. You can also just like clothesline somebody over those things. Like,
yeah,
it's
my
no
gravity.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, now
oh,
I'm on
both
the
feet touched. You're out.
Now I'm on the tracks with a head injury because I flipped onto them.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It'll be good. It's, man, I can't wait. For the like book on Eric Adams just being like, it turned out it was just everyone in his family in a room.
If they were gonna make a
hey man,
Eric
where
Adams-
do you live? Where do you live?
Where do you live?
That was the funniest thing about that campaign. It's like, hey, can you just like tell me where you live? It's like, well, you know, there's a lot of. It's like, no. You sleep in a place. Where is it? Your stuff is somewhere.
If they're gonna make a movie about Eric Adams' mayoral. You know, Rain. Who would you want to direct and or write it?
Eric Adams. Cara Delevingne. I don't know. Who's
she directing or writing?
who does the yeah, really like, yeah.
weird pull. Very strange pull.
No, he was always at clubs with her for a while. Oh, okay. There was like this time where it was just like it was forever.
She's gonna play him in the final role of her career.
At every event.
Her final role.
Her final appearance in public life.
There was a period where, like, every nightlife event in New York was Eric Adams
yeah.
and Cara Delevingne on visibly the most coke anyone's ever been
oh,
on.
Yeah.
She was, like,
yeah,
gnawing
yeah.
through a branch.
Yeah, like Zero Bond. Yeah. Right. Zero Bond, interesting name, by the way. I know it's, like, probably, like, the location or something, but it's, like, that's what the woke DA gives now.
You know? That's what it's named after. If you go there and you commit a crime,
same
you'll
after
be all
right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I just think it'll be like who does the really like glitzy movies? Who could direct it? Who did like Gatsby?
Oh, Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann, Eric Adams would be pretty good.
That's an interesting choice. There's gotta be a movie because that whole race and the election day. I mean, Eric Adams, but Curtis, I will never forget, and Curtis Sliwa getting told he can't bring his cat into the voting building. And then breaking the poll machine, just leaving.
Didn't he get a cat in there anyway? Didn't he have one in his little bag? Yeah.
What a guy.
I was going to say, I mean, they're not working together anymore, but I was going to say Safdies for Eric Adams.
Safdies would be good.
But they now have kind of...
Yeah. We need to get the brothers back together, man. Well, Safdies, got to bring them back together. Yeah.
The Coens aren't doing it anymore?
Apparently they're not. They're like, we will probably work together again, but they're both doing their own stuff. And
It's not like they're like enemies or anything.
They're not enemies.
They're doing their own stuff. They're playing RuneScape in different rooms.
If I see them, I'll kill them.
Right. All right.
Okay, well, man. I guess you guys won't be making any movies then. Right, yeah. Seems a little tough.
Are the Safdies enemies now?
No. I think they just like...
No one's an enemy.
Benny's like acting more. That was like in an interview. That was around the curse. The interview.
That guy...
Cycle around the curse.
When that guy is in a movie, he loves to have some shit on him. He loves to just like...
Yeah.
He's like, give me some fake teeth and a wig and a limp and a cane. It's like the Tim Robinson, I got too much shit on me. That's like every character that guy plays.
He does that like because he got LA face faster than anyone I've ever seen. Like transitioning into more acting or whatever when they broke it. Like he immediately had that kind of like waxy, like $800 skincare routine look to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I feel like you see photos and it's like, oh, wow. Okay, you're an actor now. Like you got actor face right away.
Actor face.
Yeah.
He was good in the Nathan Fielder show, but it was just like, you can't act unless you got so much shit on you. That's like every time I see you. He's wearing,
I guess the accent in Oppenheimer counts as like shit on him.
I think that counts.
Okay.
He in the curse he is wearing a low estimate would be 15 rings.
Yeah,
in this
right.
Character.
He's like Johnny Depp, right?
It's
he's
based like... on a real guy, but I don't remember who it is. There's like some reality show producer, and he's like, I think this is me, and everyone's like,
I think if you think it's you, it's probably you.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we do numbers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Number 5.
Aw, little kitty cat.
Kitty noise.
Yeah. I miss Zelda. I'm not with her right now. Usually she's screaming in the background of the Zoom that we do.
Yeah. You can keep talking
about... That's a good meow sound effect because it's like a little crunchy. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, kind of feels like a like if you had a mixtape, that would be your drop. Like, mm-hmm. it'd be your DJ drama.
That is Zelda.
That is
Zelda.
Oh my God! It passed the Turing test. The Turing test is it Zelda? That is Zelda.
Yeah, this is like your Maybach music.
Yeah,
Zelda.
That is Zelda. That's my drop.
Yeah.
Are you doing the story?
Yes, I am. we went to the Zelda thing, and they're like, why are you doing the story? Because you're talking about Zelda.
I just didn't. I wanted to make sure I wasn't me.
Yeah, I am realizing the longer article here is in Norwegian, which I feel like maybe throw that in a warning. But this isn't from Norway.
Content warning, Norwegian.
Yeah. Language warning.
Trigger warning. Norwegians.
Language warning, not one you know, aka English. But the basics of the story are that in Norway, there's some owners of mountain cottages, and they are complaining because their tranquil mountain cottage environment is being ruined because a bunch of other owners are apparently ordering a bunch of sushi delivered by drones. So they're out there enjoying the picturesque Norwegian landscape, and then I assume... just
sushi drones.
I'm
picturing Predator drones delivering the sushi.
Yeah.
But they also have the kill capability.
Right. If someone tries to interfere and get the sushi, they will be executed on site.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anyone nearby is having a wedding or anything, you know. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That's what they're going to start doing because everyone keeps beating the shit out of food delivery robots. They're going to start putting weapons on there. That's how it starts.
I feel like down. I don't know where
it pulls out like a little knife.
Yeah, it's just got a knife.
Yeah, they
like a little spring
weaponize
thing
it, but they make it like a 50s greaser. They make it like Lords of Flatbush. That's what they do.
There's back off.
It's a new Boston Dynamics robot that's just the dog, but it has a knife and it has a butterfly knife. They're like, well, I guess that's bad.
It's kind of cool, but yeah.
It'd be cool if we could get a robot to do that.
Yeah.
Teach it about it. Well, A butterfly knife, no problem. We got no fingers to cut off. The biggest risk is gone.
Hello, sharks.
I would like to arm robots.
What if one of those robots could do the butterfly knife thing? Yeah.
To be clear, I don't make robots or knives, but I would like to put them together.
But I'm a man with a dream, so.
Yeah. This is in Stjustjoen.
Sure.
Mountain village about 20 kilometers east of Lillehammer, site of the 1994 Winter Olympics, Great Olympics.
Also a show starring Little Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He plays a guy and he's in witness protection, right?
Yeah, he's like basically
Silvio, but he goes to Norway because he's...
They're not going to find you there.
They're not going to
find you. That was the first Netflix show, I think.
Really? The first Netflix show.
One of them. Pretty unheralded, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. People have started getting sushi delivered by drone.
Is it only sushi? Is it like one restaurant that does this? Like what? That's
yeah. It's.
I mean, I guess it's like if you're getting delivery and the options are, like, put on your crampons and walk up a mountain.
Yeah.
Like drone makes more sense.
But why is it sushi? I guess it's like you want something that's gonna have to stay hot because that's harder to keep hot.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe that's why, because it's cold out. My thing is like
milkshakes delivered, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like a snobby thing, but if I'm like, and I know it's stupid because this is not how the supply chain of sushi works, but if I'm like not near ocean, I'm not getting sushi. Like,
I don't think that's snobby as long as it's a health concern. I mean, that's definitely.
But the sushi is not coming from the ocean I'm near most of the time. Like, I don't think they're like fishing in New York Harbor to bring me my tuna roll, you know, but yeah. Like I still am like, I don't know. I used to live in Iowa. I never got fish
like
in
looking
Iowa.
Out the window. It's like, is there have I seen a seagull in the last few days?
Yeah,
no dice.
I think it's fair. You're just like, it's just, especially for a food that the whole thing is, it's like the purest flavor of this ingredient.
Right,
you're like, well, right. I don't need the purest flavor of Iowa. You know, what, like tilapia roll or whatever.
Yeah, if you got spicy tuna or whatever, you're probably fine.
Yeah, at that point.
Like, and
California rolls fucking fine because it's none of it's real.
Sushi, I'm pretty sure sushi in America, it needs to be frozen first anyway. So like, it doesn't really matter that much. It's not like coming out of the ocean and going right into your mouth.
Freezing it to what? To like
kill parasites and stuff. So, I'm like reasonably sure it has to be frozen first.
Okay.
So, but I'm still like, I'm not
emerging from the ocean, learning to walk on land. And then just somebody's like, huh, let's eat this.
Yeah.
Let's eat this.
Yep. The missing link made into sushi rolls, missing link rolls. Check them out. It seems like maybe this is a, it's something that's offered. So it's like a holiday home thing. It seems that it might be like an offering from
the village
gods. It's very strange.
They bring
to
it to the top of the mountain to appease the gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who love sushi.
Yeah. It's a Norwegian company called Kite with a Y, just classic dog shit, tech name. That does the drone delivery service, which previously was responsible for transporting blood between hospitals. Mm. But now they have...
This is much
but then
more,
they're like,
much
we
more
need to make money
pivoted,
on this,
yeah.
So let's...
Yeah, gonna pivot to sushi. Sorry, bloodless losers.
You guys still, like, at least also doing the blood thing? Nah,
nope,
man.
We are operating at a loss.
Sushi.
Sorry.
We'll do the blood thing if the sushi is slow. Okay?
Also, real high stakes when you order sushi and accidentally get blood. That's a bummer.
Just sushi, human. It's human sushi, sort of, you know?
Can
it's
make
delicious.
Some sausage out of it. Some blood sausage. No,
more higher stakes if you need the blood and you get sushi.
That's true. That's probably worse.
Yeah. Get some soy sauce in there.
At least you get a nice meal as you. I love
just
that I know
it into
immediately
your mouth
what
while
that
you're
sounded.
On the table.
God damn it.
Guy stuck in urn.
Oh, yeah. The urn man.
Guy stuck in urn.mp3.
That didn't do shit.
We forgot about him too quickly.
You're going to have to get a fucking hammer.
Real great. That is like a genre of Southern man that just doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. And he's so important. That is a cultural heritage we need to keep.
One could argue that Southern man is also just a thing that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world.
I guess.
Generally
but like
in the
that,
South.
Yeah, there's like that type of like little guy is just, it's very special.
Getting stuck in an urn. Just
he's sort of like the American equivalent of a leprechaun.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, yes. He's at the end of the rainbow. It's very confusing.
He was in
a little pot of gold.
Yeah.
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 Just like I'm drunk, I'm gonna get in that.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Just like, yep.
There's, it's
impossible to explain.
People, so like with cats, when they talk about like cat behavior, there's like, there are cats that are sort of like cavers and they like to go under, and then there are cats that are climbers and they like to go up, and like it's just sort of different. I feel like drunk people are also that. There's like, you get to a certain level of drunk and you either want to go up or you want to go in. Mm-hmm. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You're going to get restless and you're going to want to take some kind of vantage, you know,
to survey your land. Yeah.
Right.
Or go
into a defensive position, you know.
Yeah. Get in there. I gotta
I'm going to get in there.
I got to hide people.
Yeah.
Hide people.
Yeah. I mean, I think even not drunk, I think that's a little, you see an opening, you see a container. You kind of want to know, even if you don't get in there, you might be like calculating in your head. I think I could get in there. You know, that's what you do. You see a crawl space, nobody's not thinking about crawling in that space. Yeah.
And could I get out, especially if I took my belt off? That was presented as a genius idea.
Take your belt off.
Such
take
a classic didn't drunk
shit.
Problem.
Didn't do shit.
So little chance it was the belt. Just an unbelievably low chance.
I mean, it'd be really funny if it was.
You
like they're like struggling. It's like, hey man, you
well,
just
I imagine
take your belt
he's
off.
Trying to get out, and the belt's probably getting caught.
Yeah,
you know, on like the rim.
Yeah,
not
he
a
has
solution.
A huge
however.
Belt buckle,
of course. Yeah, of course, he has
if
a huge
he had,
belt buckle.
In that case, yes. If he had like a belt buckle that was a big roaring, you know, trumpeting elephant, they'd be like, yeah, pop that sucker off. But yeah, get the
he
hammer.
Has a Ridge wallet on his belt buckle.
Ah,
I wonder if they make
wallet.
That.
This feels like something they'd make.
He has a beeper on there. It's just getting.
It's got like a multi-tool. It's part of your everyday carry.
Yeah. You know?
Your kit.
Look, I can carry 4 credit cards and I'm giving myself scoliosis. Ridge
that,
wallet.
Like, obviously, like, there are many reasons that I think being a cop is terrible. But they have to wear that. There is so much shit on their belts.
Yeah.
They have so much stuff on there. That seems like a nightmare to deal with. I'd be losing all that shit all the time. Be throwing my gun in the trash. That's what I'd be doing.
I mean, they don't need the notebooks anymore. They can get rid of those. Because they have the phone, which they're, you know. They're
like
all very familiar with the phone.
Yeah.
As anyone who's
they
been
do know the phone.
The subway station.
The police phone. The police issue cell phone. Yeah.
Police screen time is like 20 hours.
Oh, yeah, they're all in there playing
that,
fucking
that information
Clash of
is
Cops
under lock
whatever.
And key. Yeah, yeah. You will not be getting that time. One. Filing a FOIA for the average NYPD officer's screen time reports from their phone.
Yeah. Just pushing out a firmware update on cop phones that doesn't let them download.
Hey, what app are they using the most? It's like, all right, this is over. See you in court.
No more questions.
Yeah.
See you in court.
Yeah, if they like just put in something
8 hours
on
Instagram, is that part of the casework? Or
what are they commenting on there? Yeah, tell us what the comments are.
Yeah, dropping a wow on a couple profiles.
What's the wow average per cop?
Yeah, what's just getting paid overtime to just jump into the DMs of Brazilian underwear models? Great stuff. Yeah, I think they're probably playing Clash of Clans, you know?
Sure.
I think if they knock
that
off.
Was that a sideways
phone
game or is that a topwise? Or
I think you can do it either way.
I don't know. I don't want the right phrase.
That is, I don't think I've ever seen a cop doing a sideways phone. That would be.
That's really. There's no way that's like, well, this is important for.
Police business.
Yeah.
Downloading a couple eps of Netflix onto my phone's memory from before I start my shift as a policeman. like, oh, I got to download Succession. Yeah, it's good. You know, between them and the 4 yellow fences, the city is safe.
We're safe. We can rest easy.
Yeah. You're done, Batman. No need for you anymore. We've got the 4 yellow fences and cops playing Netflix on their
phone. So what's going on with this sushi? Are they,
who fucking knows, man?
mad about it? That's
yeah,
they're mad about it.
So, this is such a Norwegian sounding sentence. I'm sure it's just like translated weirdly, but it's, I find it extremely negative. Hut owner Espen Seberg told them. Yeah. So basically it's like a thing where it's like, they're bringing this in and offering it to some people, and it's such a classic bullshit thing to me to like the sort of person who's like, oh, well, it's really valuable to me to like unwind in the fucking, you know, mountains and just be there. And then like
really
have
disconnect.
Yeah. And have drones repeatedly dropping sushi off.
I need a flying robot to bring me sushi, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with like sushi is like very much, like
connect in the mountains and get some takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking my guess here on why it is sushi is partly because, like, I think there are businesses in this area, in this village, and I guess sushi is probably just something they don't have there. So that's why it's getting droned in. But I think that you should be able to shoot down any drone anytime. Yeah. I think if it's in the air, it's fair game.
It's
like
fair.
That's you know, you just got to hope. Because if it's like, you know, if it's like something not worth shooting down, the question is, do you really need to put it in on a drone? And then I guess, you know, maybe you'll shoot down some blood drones, but.
That's true. It'd be a bummer if you shoot one down and you find out it was full of blood. Someone probably needed this.
Just put a little vest on it, like hunters, a little safety orange vest, and be like, blood on board.
You just see it on the ground and there's like blood all over the place. It's like, oh God, was that alive?
What did I? Yeah. Did I just kill something? Oh my God.
Was there like a little guy in there?
It's the last time you do it. So you're like, I think they're having little guys fly drones.
Like a Krang, like a little brain.
Yeah, drip Diet Coke out of my mouth.
It's like, but human brains don't have blood. What's going on?
Yeah. What is we should do that with every robot. Let me just put a squib in there. You kick a food
it
delivery.
It would stop. Yeah, it would stop people from going, oh my God. Does it feel pain?
You kick one of those food delivery robots and it just throws up. Like, oh, what the fuck, man?
Oh God.
That would also be the funniest is finding out that tech has been lying forever and that they don't actually have robots. They don't know how to make them.
It's mechanical Turk shit.
Yeah, but what they have figured out is they found little tiny guys. They found little men.
They just got like an R2-D2. Like they got a guy in there. There's a guy in there.
Yeah.
They discovered tiny little guys. Yeah, they got enslaved them.
The guy from the sorting machine in Men in Black who chain smokes with eight arms. My man.
I thought you meant the guy.
The most I've ever felt my man about a guy is that dude. Just chainsawing, listen, like Metallica sorting mail. You know?
That guy's cool.
What a guy.
You know? Work to live. Don't live to work, baby. Fucking sort that mail, you many-armed motherfucker.
God.
Anyway.
Good shit.
Man.
Number four.
Yeah.
Number four.
Dave and Buster's got my phone number somehow, and they keep texting me.
Dave and Buster.
Ski ball
Dave
tonight?
And Buster.
It's basically ski ball
tonight. Ski ball tonight, queen.
It's
$20 today. Blue cocktail tonight, queen.
Wait 45 minutes for a drink tonight?
Wait for 45 minutes for someone to give you an IBC root beer for free? Because they're so overwhelmed? I'm sorry to interrupt in the middle of the number, but yeah. Today, 1:45 p.m., Dave and Buster's. Did someone say eat and play? No!
Are you listening to me, Dave and Buster's?
Stop to stop.
And they say, yeah, we did. Book a table to come in with your crew this weekend.
Oh, man.
We should go after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Do you not pressing stop? Is there no option? It doesn't say you can opt out. No opting out.
Stop to encourage.
Stop to encourage.
Yeah.
Stop to enable.
Yeah. Text stop to double. Yeah.
Just start signing all your texts. Stop to
walk
stop.
Walk in like, and say, hi, we got your message.
Running in.
That's a good bit, though, texting your friends and being like, plus.
Stop to stop.
Type stop to stop messages.
Yeah.
I said eat and play, and the person said, what? I don't know.
Someone say eat and play.
Sounds like you said eat and play.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what the ad copy says.
No one says eat and play. No one goes, hey, what are you doing this weekend? I thought we'd go eat and play.
Just eating and playing.
That's recess. You're describing recess.
I'm
going to
get a big decal that says that on the back of my car, in the windshield. Yeah.
That'd be a good headline if a kid from Kid and Play put on a lot of weight.
Would it?
Eat and play.
One of those guys is not looking good in the commercials. Anyways,
the one I always think of for that is David Lynch calling him David Lunch.
Very good. Number four.
Yeah.
Yes. Number four.
Number four.
Comes to us from Iguana Helium Cube. Sad news, guys. Y'all like fossils, right?
No.
No? I think they're pretty cool.
I'm talking about the watches.
Number three.
Done. Thumbs down.
See you next week.
Fossils are cool.
I think they're cool.
The good ones.
You can kind of find them all over the place. Yeah. They're everywhere.
There needs to be a little more quality control on what fossils I'm told about, but there's good ones.
Sure.
Yeah. sometimes they're like, it's a leaf, and it's like, oh, wow, okay.
I get why that's cool for you. I don't need to know about it.
Yeah,
yeah. Unless it's a little cool little creature. And if it's a cool little creature, and I can tell it's a cool little creature from the fossil.
Yeah.
That's important.
But then when, scientists are like, I don't know if you knew this, but millions of years ago, there were leaves. Yeah,
probably.
I did, dude.
I did know that.
Come on, man.
I believe they look a little different than leaves now. I don't need visual.
Yeah. Oh, were they bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, word?
They actually had feathers back then. Yeah. Leaves are covered in feathers. Yeah.
Well, sad news about a fossil that I think is, it does look like a cool little guy. And I think that's neat. I'll show you. He looks like a little headless lizard guy.
It's like one of those guys that runs across the water.
It with his legs are like rotating like a Scooby-Doo character running away.
Yeah. Jesus lizard. Right?
It looks very much like roadkill, which has made me realize that kind of fossils are kind of Earth's roadkill.
Sort of, a little bit. Yeah.
Time traveler sat on him.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, landed on him.
Shit.
Time travel pod. Smashed.
Oh, boy.
Well,
my wife's going to have three heads.
Oh, brother.
Well, this fossil that is pretty cool looking, apparently it is, this is funny to think about. So it says it's relatively famous in Italy. It's weird that there are like regionally famous fossils.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this one's really
it's
big
like
in Italy.
It's like a Rita Ora situation.
Exactly. This one's huge
fossil
in Italy.
Fossil of Dua Lipa discovered millions of years from now. We think she's Albanian?
No, we're sure.
We don't hear about, like, the only ones we hear about are the British ones, I feel like. Maybe the Australian ones. Yeah. I know it's like English language, it probably takes care of a lot of it. But
I
like,
think so, yeah.
But it's like, I'm sure there are like those like kind of like triple A, quadruple A, you know, level like Italian celebrities who like never got over here type deal.
Completely.
Yeah.
And this fossil is one of them.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be in Parliament soon, because that's what they all end up in.
You gotta do porno first.
Do porno, and then they get elected to office.
Yeah.
Well, apparently this fossil, they found it in the 30s, and it was like a big deal that they found it. And it turns out it's completely fake. I guess no one thought to check. It literally is just paint. It's paint.
Hmm.
Someone, like paint and clay, I think.
Poorly of fossils in general. Kind of invalidates where it's like, so there's no standard paint check for fossils? Also, I thought they had to be like, I didn't think they looked like paint. I thought they looked different enough from paint that you could immediately be like,
I think that one's paint.
Yeah. This seems like paint. Yeah. I've seen fossils before. And
I guess they did some testing on it, and like there were pigments.
They
put it under light, and they were like, okay, this pigment does this.
It was one of those things where they're like, this wouldn't have existed. It's like they cracked the fossil open, and there was a newspaper from 1945 in it. And they were like, well, this
actually, the fossil was on Room Raiders, and they put a UV light over it. And they were like, there's cum all over this fossil.
They didn't have that back then.
Yeah, didn't have UV light or cum.
Well, in fossil times,
They didn't. Yeah. It's just some shit. Someone made it up, and they were like, "Check this out!" And everyone in Italy was like, "Great." That's a bummer. If you ever see this guy,
man,
he's lying to you.
People really biffed it back then a lot, huh? We were talking about this before we got on. Like, this is like the Fiji mermaid. It's just like,
this
not
is a total
real
Fiji mermaid.
Come on, guys.
But the people bought it up until now.
I know.
So, like, people were stupid then and continue.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know how much this is in the public. Like, this is like on their coins or something.
Sure. Yeah, it's not the main thing there.
I mean, obviously, you know, it was on the lira before they got on the year. Yeah.
Especially, like, in Italy, like, in the ranking of old stuff, this is way down.
Right.
They have, like, plenty of other things there.
Man, that's one of those ones, you know, like, I understand sort of why, like, Britain was, like, reluctant to get on the euro, because, like, we have pounds and they're cool and pence. Italy, I'm glad they got on there. The lira was out of control. That was...
Why do you like pounds and not lira? What's
because
going on?
Lira is one of those currencies where you're paying thousands of
It's too far away from the value of
It's, like,
of
crazy. Mm-hmm. It just feels insane. It feels like... There's no like way it feels like it was designed in Vegas. Like it's a currency that a casino would use.
Like because you want, like you would win it. It'd be like what they give
right.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I won 11,000 lira.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it feels psychologically.
Yeah.
Buy,
why didn't
I
Italy
buy an
just,
espresso?
Why didn't Italy just have a better economy?
Yeah.
You really
get better
up
currency,
in that.
You idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just make your money be worth more. Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they go through that level of bad economy where they were like, our dollar, was lira ever worth like one of something somewhere else? Or was it always...
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel
they
like
they should have just said it was.
They should have just said it was. What are they doing?
This is all made up anyways.
This is like how...
they're going to do it with Trump, the Iraqi dinar, and we're all going to get rich.
And that's where all my money is. Yep. So, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, please.
Please.
The dinar.
He's still going to do it.
Mr. Trump.
Hey, yeah. How about this, the Fed? Just say the dollar's worth more. Isn't that how this all works?
Bet you haven't thought
of
that.
Just announcing $1 is now worth $2.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sending the country into the biggest inflation spiral. Huge discussion on Twitter. Huge discussion on Twitter on how making $1 worth $2 is going to be bad for the economy.
Yeah, there's going to be some lengthy Atlantic articles about this.
Everyone then.
Janet, what's her name? Yellen reads that I'm doing this and dies.
Prepared statement.
Brave.
And passes away like Yoda.
Brave new strategy from the new head of the Fed, Eli Yudin. $1 is worth $2.
Oh!
This is the end of the press
soda!
Conference. Yeah. Like, somehow there's real Squirtles on either side of him playing the sax.
$1 is worth $2, and also Squirtles are real, and yeah. Also yeah. Little guys are inside all of our robots.
New assistant head of the Fed, Gandalf, playing saxophone. Agrees. Am I worried about... No, because they'll just make a dollar worth a dollar again if it's bad.
We'll simply go back to the way it was.
Just shooting
the
off
crowd
the big,
roars.
Announcing and then immediately shooting off the big dragon
firework. Does a literal
mic
drop and picks up his own saxophone?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just going to make the dollar worth different stuff until everything is better.
Eventually it'll balance out.
The dollar's worth $2. Everyone's like, Okay, dollar's worth 50 cents. Like,
Yeah. It's a real Goldilocks sort of issue.
You know? Good news. Dollar is back to being worth a dollar.
Remember
faith in America restored.
Heroes of the economy. An engraving of me in a 3047 textbook. The man willing to risk it all to make a dollar worth $2. We're a political podcast.
We've got some good ideas people need to listen to.
Mm-hmm. One big one.
Very good.
Related to the dollar. And
very good on economy.
Value.
Very smart. Very smart on economy.
One of the best advisors.
Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, you might also enjoy our bonus episode. Every week, we record a whole extra episode and put it up on our Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod. $5 a month, you get access to all of them. We have a ton on there. This week, we talk about TikTok investors and get some hot financial tips.
I went to a wrestling show. Hear my thoughts and recommendations on the entire sport.
And listen to hear Kath attempt a corporate takeover. See how it goes.
We can do number three. I feel like we covered the fossil.
Yeah we got there.
Number three.
It's the double-edged sword of these live recordings where we have so much fun that we talk about this news even a little less than we usually do.
If you
do.
Can believe it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the future news, which is when they make the dollar worth $2.
The future news, and which is how I will run the Fed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out.
One to watch. Yep. One to watch. Eli Yudin.
I'm appointing my successor, Eli Yudin.
Yep.
The dollar is now worth $2. And now I will pass away. It's like, okay, you can't appoint
my
a successor.
Legacy secured.
Passing away like Yoda.
Appointing him for life. It's like, you have none of this ability to
I have achieved my greatest goal of making the dollar worth $2. I'm going to throw myself off the cliffs of Dover. Remember me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forbes 40 under 40. Eli Yudin, the head of the Fed. Okay. Well, we got to get into that. This is a story with so many upsetting details in it. This comes to us from Shelby Sim in the Discord. And this is a case of insurance fraud that, my God, there has to be, and there confirmed are, so many better ways to try to commit insurance fraud. This is from Springfield News Leader.
That'll be another thing as head of the Fed that you can give a lot of advice on. Insurance Here are the fraud. Good ways to get to do insurance fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be worth twice as much. Mm-hmm. Just saying. So this comes from the Springfield News Leader, the leader of news in Springfield.
Bold stance.
All right, so where do I... This is like trying to pick up a sea urchin. Where do I grab this story from?
Where is the story's tender underbelly?
So there is an insurance fraud. It is a state... But what happened was that when the sheriff showed up, he had a strong hunch that this farm accident that they were trying to claim had happened for the purposes of insurance was not real. Was
not on the up and up.
Had not happened as described.
Sure.
So what the guy did was he said, there's something called a brush hog, which I don't know what that is.
That's a little animal, right? Yeah. That's not farm equipment.
I am picturing a little guy hauling ass. So yeah. Through
that's,
brush.
I'm imagining like the javelina running. Yeah, that's a brush hog.
I'm imagining like...
I guess what, we should check.
I'm imagining what looks like a collegiate school mascot. Just there. Mm-hmm. So it's apparently a rotary mower often attached to a tractor. So it's the big spinny thing the tractor pulls.
Oh, all right.
Okay, maybe.
There's no brush or hog related to that. I would call that the spinning blades.
Yeah,
the
brush mower. Hog. That's what I accidentally do when I'm walking by guys at the bar. Me in a crowded bar saying, oh, sorry. this guy calls the sheriff. He goes, I'm sure he's like, oh, Lord, the brush hog got me. Come get me.
Lord, take me now before the brush hog.
It's like the damn Batmobile.
That the brush hog?
This is a brush hog, apparently.
Oh, that does look a lot more like the Batmobile than I would have expected.
Yeah, it looks like a very cool snowmobile.
Yeah.
Most of them do not look like that, but this one looks like the Batmobile.
That's a
looks
futuristic.
Like a hovercraft. Well, they're dangerous, let me tell you that.
Don't go near it.
So, yeah, this is going to get a little gory. What had happened was that when the sheriff got there, his feet were gone. Not the sheriff. The man, his... who'd called and said, the brush hog got me. His feet were gone. They were severed. Missing. Literally gone, though. Not
around.
Yeah. As in, when they looked for the feet, responding medics and law enforcement officers could not find the feet. Their feet are just gone.
Was there, like...
bits of feet?
Gore in the brush hog? Seems like you'd need to have that.
Yeah, it seems like you get a lot of stuff. So, yeah. A little clarification here, too. This guy is attempting to commit insurance fraud. He is also apparently a paraplegic with no feeling. Still, that doesn't feel like enough of a reason to do this instead of...
I mean, he's like, I already can't feel my feet. Why not come out on top here? Why not get a little something extra?
Yeah.
Save money on shoes?
Yeah. I feel like it's... I'm assuming he could not walk. Because, like, if you're getting around and you just can't feel your feet, you keep your feet, you know?
Yeah, it seems, I don't know if you get more for, why both feet, dude?
I mean, I assume you get more.
You probably get more. I wonder if they price it per foot or if it's...
And the fact these paraplegic are probably built into the whatever ghoulish insurance calculation there is, whatever, what's it called? Like actuarial table. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all,
the
like,
creepiest job can't feel you them, can have.
And like it's worth X amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's worth more than zero. So
gotta be really tough to be a paraplegic farmer. Not a whole lot of like digging in the fields you can do.
Yeah. So
no feet.
He called in to emergency responders and the call was described as a man whose feet were severed while brush hogging, which is apparently a verb.
That's the verb.
He called?
I don't think it says he called. A call came in and described as
I'd like to report a brush hog incident.
Again, yeah. I mean, if you want somebody else to call, and if you got you're probably not going to, you shouldn't be thinking you have the wherewithal. I guess if he's paraplegic, though, he's like, I don't feel anything, but it's not looking good down there.
I feel like you'd feel losing a ton of blood.
Right.
You'd probably feel in some way.
You wouldn't like instantly pass out from like the pain and horror.
Right. Your body would not be in shock, probably. Maybe.
Well, that was part of it too. Where they show, so they run over there or take a car, probably.
They
drove another brush hog over.
Uh huh.
They sent their little drone guy.
Yeah.
So their suspicion started because they showed up, and when they showed up, he was like he already had tourniquets on both legs, which is the correct thing to do. so correct that it kind of begs the question, did you know this was about to happen, to have two tourniquets around?
Like, first aid. Specifically, lost my foot first aid.
Yeah,
a very
yeah.
specific form. Like of supplies.
It doesn't say if they were makeshift tourniquets or whatever, but all it's like even your like emergency first aid kit you'd have on a farm, like an emergency kit, would have probably one tourniquet. Like,
I'm gonna guess.
You're not. Yeah.
And if we're
usually
talking about trade craft, you want to have like strips of the shirt that you're wearing. Like,
right.
That's how
right.
You wanna,
right. Yeah. You know what you should do is you should like dip them in tea so they look, you know, yeah, beat up and antique and you know, Great Depression style. Some of Mice and Men ass tourniquets.
Family for years.
This is. I just don't understand this phrase. And there's they describe him as a man in his 60s and a quote known paraplegic.
Such a weird way to say that.
Yeah, like they knew it.
Oh, he wasn't hiding it.
Yeah, so strange. Oh my God, there's details I didn't even get to when I was reading
paraplegic.
It before. So he shows up and they're like, you have tourniquets on both your legs. And then the other problem was that. So he said his feet got cut off by the brush hog. Given that a brush hog is like a lawnmower, huge lawnmower sort of thing, as far as I know, it doesn't cut your feet clean off. And that was like they showed up, and the sheriff said that he was also suspicious because the. He said, "I've seen those types of accidents before. This wasn't like that. If it was done by a brush hog, it would have been a bloody, gory mess. This guy just had like two very clean. His feet had just been cut off. Like you looked at it, and you're like, someone cut off
a paper cutter.
A paper cutter." Yeah,
those are.
I feel like you
insane
would
that those are in classrooms.
Yeah,
so unbelievable. An insane item. How does this need to get used often enough that we need to have it in the classroom?
Yeah, you're like
a guillotine
like,
for hands,
a paper
and fingers.
Guillotine. Yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah, the amount of damage you could do with one of those, just chop them off. Yeah, so they're like, hey man, it's got to be an awkward thing to do. Just like, hey buddy, we're like pretty sure you cut your feet off for insurance. He didn't do it. According to this,
sure, he wasn't going to do that himself. Yeah. Get a buddy to help.
Might
you
not
out.
Be able to. I don't know how.
Yeah,
you can
even if you got no feeling, that's got to not be.
No, but like I don't know. Like even just like reaching them. I don't
flexibility.
Know.
Yeah, just I
like,
don't know.
And like to generate the torque you need to do it.
Yeah. I do want to know how they did it because it still seems like it would be difficult to do cleanly
they
unless you
a,
did have a leg size paper cutter.
They found and paid a Ronin. Who is roaming the area too?
This is such a fucking insane story. I don't know if you do want to know how they did it, but I can tell you. This is so a man from Florida, which I guess that's where you're getting him.
I contracted him. He's a foot related hitman.
It's unclear. A man from Florida made the trip.
Like a fraud surgeon.
He came from Florida
to this small Ozarks town to cut off the man's legs with a hatchet. What the fuck is what?
He's going
forum?
To the airport. They're like business or pleasure.
He's getting a piece of the insurance. Well, a little bit.
I guess so. Yeah, but also it's like it's coming with
you
a
do you love.
Hatchet.
You'll never work a
with
day
a
in your life.
Yeah, he says the wounds. Were
this
not-
is like a Coen Brothers character for sure. He's got a weird haircut. He doesn't talk very much.
Oh my God. Yeah. So the wounds were not very convincing. The lieutenant said with cuts, they were much too clean to have done by a brush hog. This sucks. So they basically like right from the beginning, they were like, we think you're trying to do insurance fraud. So he never even filed for it.
Damn. Because I think you got me and now I got no feet.
Which on one hand, they didn't press charges because he never tried to file for insurance. I think he just knew immediately it was not going to work.
Had.
I mean, that's, one could argue he'd love to have known like 30 minutes earlier that it wasn't going to work.
I feel like you do one foot if you're not sure, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you guys think I cut this off?
You guys don't think I cut this off, right?
Yeah. Does this look fraudulent to you?
It's true. He's committing no crime.
God damn it.
I guess.
He's committing no crime.
No fraud committed.
They were going
to. It's not illegal to cut your feet off, I guess.
Or to have a man from Florida come do
it. It might be illegal to pay someone to do it, but it depends on the.
Well, they were going to. They said the sheriff's office considered pursuing criminal charges of filing a false police report.
Right. I mean, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
But he was so severely injured.
Yeah.
That it would have been an arduous process to have him in jail.
That's true.
Yeah. Damn. So having then, no feet, punishment enough for
and like
false
I mean like
yeah, fucking time served.
Right. Get the jury on this.
That scared me so much, Shelby.
That was like very visceral. Yeah.
My shit's pretty hot, yeah, so they were like, well, you both your feet are gone, so we can't really put you in jail because you're fucked
you're
up.
You're too fucked up.
You fucked yourself up so bad. So they you just stayed in the
don't
hospital.
Don't do it again.
You basically can't. Don't go, yeah.
Ah, man, I got another accident with the brush hog. It cut off the next several inches of each leg.
We are taking away the brush hog. You are not allowed to have a brush hog
brush
anymore.
Brush hog privileges revoked.
Yeah. So they just went him in the hospital. They did find his feet. A couple days
did
after.
Did they, like, fling them into the field or something?
They were in
like,
a big pot in the house. The witch's house.
They were in a bucket obscured by tires.
Oh, God.
Where else would
a
they be?
A bucket.
A relative went over there, I guess, to clean up. Oh. And they were like, hey, well, I found the feet. My God.
A hawk had one.
Yeah. Carried off by a hawk. My severed foot.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be you. Like they must know this guy too. This isn't your first scheme.
Famously a rascal of some kind.
No, they're paraplegic.
Like, they're like, well, this is your worst one yet. Your worst idea yet. Why did you cut off both of your feet? I don't know why they talk like that in the Ozarks. That's not how.
I don't know. They might.
Yeah. I don't know. How do they like talk in that boring show with Jason Bateman?
That blue-ass show.
The darkest.
That show is so blue.
The darkest-ass show.
Oh, my God. The first episode takes place entirely in empty rooms. It was like, this show.
Like, what if the whole show was like the House of the Dragon night scenes? It's like, well, buddy, you got to turn off all the lights in your house, even if it's nighttime, to see this.
Yeah, I like my shows dark and with every character sounding like the Charlie Brown teacher. It's great. Just mm-hmm. kind of a... It's like the experience of letting a show wash over me without being able to understand any of it.
Is that what it's like? They're all like, wah, 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 wah?
Well, it's hard to hear any dialogue.
The lighting design and
now.
The sound design in shows now.
Oh, it's in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that it's basically because they're like... Like lighting and sound people, when they're like, I'm having a hard time getting sound. They're like, fix it later.
We'll fix it later. Yeah.
And then they're like, we can't. And so now I watch everything with subtitles.
I saw something that's a description of, I forget what show it was, but it was a new show. And it was like, yeah, like 80% of the show is like shot center frame, like for being put on TikTok, basically. Like that sucks
so
bad.
Bleak. Oh my God. It was bad enough when things were clearly designed to be GIFs. I feel like, ugh.
That's like so brutal. What? Okay, can I just ask? This is not really related to the guy cutting off his feet or anything, but like when people have those stand-up clips now where it's like, there's something weird about the way the focus is, where like their head is always in the same place.
They use it. The thing that I've seen that like sort of makes sense is they use it on like choreography videos, but now stand-ups are using
stabilizers.
It stabilizes on their head. So when they move around, it makes me nauseous.
Why would you want that to be? Oh,
that all makes me nauseous.
Well, like not.
Of course.
Sure.
Stand-up comedy makes me nauseous.
Viewing stand-up comedy on my phone makes me want to throw up. Yeah.
No, this new development in Reels is going to make me throw myself on the tracks more. Increase my death drive.
Yeah, man. It bums me out. But also, like, physically, I, like, get motion sick watching
and
it.
And obviously, people that have the best rigs to record their fucking crowd work are always the funniest of the comedians.
Of course, yeah,
so funny.
The more expensive your camera,
They all have the, like, every male comedian with, like, the bussin' haircut, like, is, like, who's doing that stuff.
Hey, man, can you move it? You're in the best spot for my DSLR camera at this open mic. Do you mind switching seats? This is good.
Yeah. Filming my... dick joke that's a minute long and it's 75 gigs. My external hard drive.
I gotta film this so you can watch my crowd work on an Apple Vision Pro.
Oh,
3D video.
Fuck. I had HDR off when I was filming my reel.
This sucks.
The rich blacks will be missing from the background.
Now I gotta do this in post.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
We'll make it funny in post. We'll insert a punchline in post.
Yeah. Getting a fucking 8K camera to position vertically to asking if an audience member if they're fucking or not. It's good.
We love it.
Thumbs I'm on up. The wait list for a red camera. What is that crazy expensive shit? Isn't it like $4 billion approximately?
Probably. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's only going to cost $2 billion once you're the head of the Fed. So,
yep. I am telling you the plan.
Prices are going down.
People say that prices are just going to go exactly in half.
Yeah.
Maybe. And we what's don't know wrong until we try that?
It. But it's worth more, but it looks better, baby. You know? What's not to like?
Setting a record for the most anyone's ever told their opponent to shut up in a debate.
The stupidest conversation in history. Like the economics version of Mr. Show, the what is the highest number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting anyway. Not having to participate in any more debates as a bonus of me telling someone to eat shit on stage. Oh, man.
Number two
comes to us from my bussy and bio in the Discord. If you'd like to submit stories, by the way, you can join our Patreon at the $10 a month level, patreon.com/onetimepod. Get access to our private Discord channels, and you can submit stories like this one. This has been going around. Even me, a non-sports person, has seen this story. MLB, Major League Baseball, got some new uniforms for the year, and apparently they switched to a new company to provide them, and they are bullshit. They are terrible. They are see-through. And specifically the pants are see-through, which is just something you think in the prototyping stage you'd be like, you can see dick and balls in these pants.
Not like
we need to do something.
They're not like steamy vinyl, but they are just terrible quality dog shit pants.
Yeah. It, like, you can, so like the thing is, like, they tuck in their shirt and you can see the where it's tucked in.
You can see the pockets, like the liners.
Yeah,
the
you
pockets.
Can see the pockets.
So the whole thing is that anyone who's ever bought like it's all Fanatics, which is like has this crazy monopoly on sport.
From what I can tell, it's like the Shein of sports jerseys. Dude, it's like the
but they've
worst.
Like, they've got but partnerships with all the major leagues. Like
you
now,
can't get any other stuff. Yeah, because they're
it
like
sucks.
It's another one of those things, and it's like this is what's happening with everything. It seems like some company just inserted itself and became like, oh, I'm the one you have to go through for everything
on
this.
And
they have no incentive to not like stink, you know, or whatever.
But it's crazy when they announced that, when I read it, I was like, oh, Fanatics is doing them. Because like Fanatics is famous for having dog shit products for fans. I didn't even know them making on-field stuff was like on the table. Like
right,
crazy. Like it's one thing to be like, we're switching
from
Nike.
You guys can have slop. Yeah. But like, we'll get the good stuff.
Like,
for
oh,
the
we're
people.
Switching from Nike to Under Armour. We're switching from Under Armour to Adidas.
Well, they,
but like,
they, well, I
they
think,
don't make, no, like, they don't make that.
To be clear, I think what's going on here is that they manufacture the designs for that are made by, I think it's Nike for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but
so
they're
like,
doing
so
the
they're,
manufacturing. They're choosing the materials and stuff.
Well, no, I think I imagine Nike has input into that. I mean, if they're you know, whatever their like super tech, you know, clothing is, but. So I'm sure they're trying to shift the blame onto, well, we just did what we were told, you know, in the factory or whatever.
But their thing has always been that they're like manufacturing is like completely dog. Like there's posts of people who like order a jersey and it's just upside down. And they're like, thank you.
Look, I'm not defending anybody in particular. I just, it's a.
But Nike is also implicated in this. They're apparently a player. They don't say who, but a player said this is. Literally, he said it's like a knockoff from TJ Maxx. That's like the quality.
That's not what you want to hear.
Also, like, I feel like you can tell if you've like bought shitty fast fashion before. You can tell what that material is when you look at it. It can't be good for playing a sport in. It just seems nasty. I don't even want that kind of shit like on me at all.
It's like hold a lighter next to it and see if it like
clumps it'll
up.
Melt.
Yeah. Like, if they're lucky it's baseball or it's like something that's like if they made basketball jerseys out of this, if the Fanatics made basketball jerseys, no NBA player would have nipples for the rest of it. Gone.
Sanded off.
Yeah. But yeah.
All those expensive photorealistic tattoos they all have would be ground off their skin.
But like, the thing is like, that's the thing is this material. Yeah, I know what you're saying where it's like that material. You're like, as soon as you touch it, you're like, this was supposed to be something else. Like this material was supposed to be used for a different
purpose.
This
was supposed
to
be a parachute for an elementary school gym class.
Yeah.
This is not.
supposed to play popcorn with this shit. Yeah. Not supposed to be having it rubbing up against my body.
Right. This should be a tent at the farmer's market. This should not be a thing that is wearable.
Yeah. And it's wild because it's usually like, I feel like the opposite. Like they're just like getting like jersey technology or whatever. It keeps going up, and like how it's, oh, there's no panels anymore, so there's nothing to grab or whatever. And then they were just like, the MLB was like, they're just, the guys who make the t-shirts are going to make them. I think it'll be easier for everybody if the guys who, to be clear, can't handle making the t-shirts and often
keep making
them
wrong. Yeah.
The t-shirts that famously explode in your washing machine or whatever, allegedly, but like, yeah, people just like.
And now everyone can see your penis.
Yep.
Yeah, that's.
And as an added bonus, your penis will be out.
Yeah.
For everyone to see.
Man. That was, I went.
People keep saying, like, what is going to happen when it rains? Like, what will the unintended consequences?
Well, I think like the players union is like, hey, we're not, like,
we can't wear,
we
these.
Need to fix this. So we're not going to wear this. Yeah. Like, what is going to happen here?
I like it when it rains in baseball and they have to cover the field real fast. And we're like, that's, oh, fun. God. Oh, geez.
That is fun.
It's such a,
run the tarp out.
Oh my God.
You ever see the video of the guy getting trapped on, like, somebody, like, it's one of those where he falls in front of the tarp and they just roll the tarp over him?
Just entombed.
Yeah. Go on without me, brother.
That's how I wanted to go.
Leave me behind.
Grounds crew member. This is how I wanted to die. Yeah. Either this or doing the YMCA dance. In the,
he's
going to
be a
street.
Fossil. Yeah. New fake fossil. Guy under the tarp.
Fossilized rain delay.
Also, like,
man.
Like in several hours, he's somehow a fossil. Like, yeah. He's dead and a fossil.
No, they fed him the, like, some sacrificial grains or something. Yeah. They prepared him.
He's full
for
of
sacrifice.
Yeah. Pharaoh.
This
or
is, yeah.
Give him the ancient grains.
The ancient grains.
The ancient grains.
Finally. ancient grains.
I feel like we stopped saying that.
Well, because now people know what the individual ones are, I feel like, more.
I miss like, that. Like 5 years ago
something?
When
is
it was.
Is that one of them?
Doesn't someone have a, I feel like someone had a bit that, like, second behavior just these grains are ancient.
It is just such a, it's like, ancient. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
They're ancient.
They're
which
spoken
is why
about in the tomes that we've unearthed, and now we know. It's like
the
amaranth.
The forgotten grains.
The forgotten grains.
From before
rediscovered.
From before humans discovered grains, you didn't have to boil for upwards of an hour.
You mustn't.
It's before we discovered grains that tasted good.
Yeah.
We had these.
Pharaoh, I'll back up. Pharaoh is good as shit. Quinoa, you know, nothing new. No, not breaking new ground, but.
They're fine.
Could have been left in the past. Did not need to come with
I like them popped. That's the thing about these ancient grains. A lot of them you can pop. They're pretty good. Like popcorn.
Should, make them crunchy. But should we pop them?
Make them crunchy.
The
They're good.
Speak the names of the forgotten grains.
The ancient grains.
New grain discovery.
Reading from the book of
the ancient. The book of grains.
Book of grains.
The Grainomicon.
Yeah. Right. You need a key to get in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A book made of
still bound in human skin, weirdly.
Strange,
doesn't have to be, but
yeah. Now, well, it's, I mean, it is kind of, every book is plant skin, right? So it just makes sense to just be a normal book. You're like, well, this is made of grains in a way.
Sure.
Yeah. Hell. You got the damn, yeah. But what have we awoken by speaking the names of the grains?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Return. Nutrition. Complete nutrition.
This better not be awakening anything.
Return the grains. Bring the quinoa back to Ramses's tomb.
Return my protein bowl or what, you know. It's acai, an ancient, what is
that's
that?
A
like
fruit.
Ancient fruit.
That's a weird fruit.
Ancient fruit.
Yeah.
It's only ever produced in like a slurry form. No one has ever seen it outside of the slurry.
Chia, ancient grain, often goes with that.
Oh,
right?
Okay. There we
go. That's a slime. That's a slimy one.
Slop and slime.
Chia seeds are like the natural microplastics designed to get into your gums and stay there and burrow their way.
Most ancient grains just look like Golden Crisp.
Yes.
That's basically. Yeah.
Golden Crisp, I just did an article on this.
Can't get enough of it.
Golden Crisp is the most sugary cereal ever made.
Well, they got the
it's
sugar.
It's literally more than half sugar by weight. It's crazy. Because I did an article. I was like, what is the most unhealthy cereal ever? And I was like, it's got to be like Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it was gold. Yeah.
Right. It's Reese's honey, Puffs or something.
Yeah, it's Golden Crisp and sugar honey smacks.
Wow.
Because they used to be called Sugar Crisp and Sugar Smacks, and they were like, we can't say that.
That was
anymore.
Back when they thought sugar was healthy for
some
reason.
Exactly. They were like, it gives your children energy.
Golden, so they got Sugar Bear and Dig'Em are the two purveyors of the most.
Yeah, Dig'Em Frog.
Yeah.
And they're both of them over half just sugar.
They should just both be in jail for what they've done.
Put them in prison. Dig'Em Frog behind bars. Sugar, incarcerated.
Sugar Bear, pretty cool. Had that cool, smooth voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can't get enough of that Golden Crisp.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I hate that.
Look him up. This Sugar Bear.
A little weird, sugary sexual cereal. Not good. Yeah. Like 60% sugar. Check it out. So see-through pants, though. You know who's not allowed to eat Golden Crisp or shouldn't? Baseball players. Professional athletes.
I don't know.
They got to get those ancient grains.
They can afford the sugar, I think. They do a lot of exercise.
That's true. They're burning a lot of calories. They need that quick carbohydrate energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they do have those little chews and stuff. You know, some professional, like...
Tobacco?
No. But, like, you know, people like eating, like, Skittles on the sidelines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
That was in one of the NFL mic'd ups.
Marshawn Lynch eating his Skittles?
Yeah, offering it to the referee.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, it makes... Because I was watching, like, the YouTube stuff, and they're like... Everyone was like, whoa, weird. It's like eating Skittles. And I was like, it kind of makes sense.
It's just a couple like Skittles. It's not like they're like pouring a pack of Skittles down their gullet. Yeah.
This is the a OG giant one. Man.
There's a great Daryl Green. Like, oh, he used to just have a whole Tootsie Roll in his sock.
That he would eat. Just a warm,
soft
Tootsie Roll.
Oh, one of like the multi knuckle ones, like the multi
big old boy.
Knuckle. Don't call it a knuckle.
That came in like the little sleeve.
Yeah, knuckles. Like a sausage link.
Yeah, one of those candies where they were like, does it matter? This clearly just came out of a machine. They're like, no.
Where they do like the barest amount of effort to like stamp a line. Like, doesn't help you break it off or anything. It's like,
just a little indentation.
Yeah.
So you know how much you're supposed to eat, I guess.
Yeah, just designed to shatter braces. Just unbelievable the damage that could do.
Because that was how they first came out, right? The big
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then the little guys with the twist
people
on
like,
either
no
end.
No one wants this much of this. It does not taste good enough.
What is this taste? What is this?
You it's use like, the other half
it's
to
like chocolate,
your...
but not?
It's like if someone had never had chocolate and were trying to approximate
AI
it based
chocolate.
On description. Well, it was 3D printed chocolate.
You eat half of it for your energy and you use the other half to patch up your musket to prepare your flintlock.
Do they still do the other flavors of Tootsie Rolls? They have like the weird
like the vanilla.
And that shit was so gross.
I didn't mind those. Well, they're okay.
Damn nasty shit.
I remember when
dude.
Those were like, that was like around the candy was going wild in like the 90s when they busted out the blue M&M. Man, that was quite a time.
Blue M&M is so insulting.
They had a vote. They had people call in. People dial. They had to pick
the
new color.
The same. It's
hello.
Just chocolate.
I'd like to vote for the new M&M, please.
Yeah, you had to get it. People need to
call and collect to vote for the new M&M.
That basically was what it was. Yeah, you could use 1-800-COLLECT, the frequent WWF sponsor from those days.
Did you ever? I used 1-800-CALLATT to get home from baseball practice.
Me too. Swim team.
My parents were like, "Do not fucking do that."
I did it to get
The hell, it cost $18.
Never do that again.
Bob, we had a baby. It's a boy.
We had a baby. It's a boy. Classic.
My parents were so mad. Oh boy,
we know where you are. We're coming to get
you. Give you a quarter.
You're 3 minutes late.
Here's a quarter. You keep this in your cargo pocket and never do that again.
Yeah. Definitely had a few instances of that and was sternly reprimanded. Mm-hmm.
But it was
calling,
so fun
like
on the commercial.
Like calling from jail.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, that's basically what it was. Except it's like a
baseball
field.
Jail. Yeah.
You have a call from Eli.
Call from
accept
help.
Charges. No.
Help me.
A call from help. Help.
Help your son.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't do that. But now you don't need to do anything.
They're gonna everyone's gonna get a patch sewn in.
Yeah.
On sort of like a loincloth equivalent inside
the pants. Yeah. It'll work out.
I mean, a big problem with, I assume they have zip flies, you know, so they're going to have to get around the patch.
That zipper is not lasting more than...
You don't even this piece of shit uniform, that zipper
it's a
breaks.
Low quality zipper.
Second time you have to piss.
Presumably not YKK. They're not springing for the YKK.
Not
YKK,
absolutely not.
None of those, yeah. Just weird, shitty. Just going to be... They should do a couple, or like they should like bring it back for the All-Star game just so we can see what could have been.
It's like one of those zippers that's like
they slide into a base and their pants just tear off.
Tearaway beer.
No, if they get wet, they're just going to dissolve.
Yeah. That's it's like wet paper.
If it rains, they just kind of...
They become paper mache.
They're like Toms. Yeah, I'm picturing the zipper as being like a zipper for like a pillow. You know, like that really
little, tiny
white zipper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it caught. It's like, well, you got to throw these out.
Just take those pants off. We'll just get...
If you bring them to a tailor to get the zipper replaced, they will throw them in the trash in disgust. These are they'll say, how dare you?
These are totaled.
I don't know how to... just bring them to a tailor who's like, I don't know how to work with this.
Yeah.
This is not a material
This is like for doll clothes? What is this?
That's what it feels like.
It's Barbie clothes.
Those clothes feel like big doll clothes. Yeah. You know, go to like H&M or whatever, and it's just like, oh, this is... This shirt is not designed for me to do anything but stand still and be moved place to place.
Yeah. Anyway, number one.
Anywho, number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one comes from Wet Bigfoots in the Discord. This is a story about a real operator in New York, we'll call him.
A lot of geniuses on this episode. Foot guy, me.
So this guy, I'm trying to understand exactly, but this guy was just charged with fraud and criminal contempt. But this has been going on for years now. This guy moved to New York and moved into a landmark hotel, a former hotel.
Wow, this is like some 19th century shit.
Like the fucking Chelsea Hotel.
Taking your carriage into Manhattan and posting up in a landmarked hotel.
Yes.
My rooms ready?
He got farthings on him and shit.
He lived in one of the last hourly hotels in Manhattan. It was in a landmark, some kind of landmark hotel.
He was living in the Bogart Hotel.
The Chillerfont Hotel in which they...
Luxury, you'll guarantee it. Or we guarantee it, what?
I haven't been by there in a while. Is it still chiller? I haven't noticed.
They dropped the ellipsis in the thing.
The
right?
elegance and comfort. You'll love it.
Yeah. They're still there. Not only are they there, I walked by last night. They have no rooms available. So they're unclear if that means sold out. It feels like if it was sold out, they might say sold out.
Like kid who moved to Bushwick and like their parents came to help them move in. That's where they stay.
I don't know. I think it's too, because even online, it's like, it's not a place like online where you look at it, you're like, oh, you could end up here by accident. It's like, my thought is the first thing I see in there all the time are military. I think it's like people who are shipping out or shipping in or whatever. They stay there.
Fleet Week at the Bogart Hotel.
They're just in there. And
sorry,
no
vacancies. All the rooms have ghosts.
So I think it is.
Draculas and Frankensteins in every room.
Yeah.
You don't want to go in there.
It is an equal mixture in the Bogart Hotel of people deploying to the military and Bushwick people making OnlyFans videos. That's my guess.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For what's happening in there. But they are full up. They're doing good business.
They're doing
so
business.
Why change?
All right.
The chiller font.
Making an OnlyFans video with that head stabilizing thing.
Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Throwing up and watching VR stabilized porn.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You're moving around too much.
That would be such a good prank to...
It's my main complaint about pornography. They're moving
Stay
around
still.
Too much.
Stay put.
Stay still.
You could do that too.
Quit like, wriggling around.
Someone wrote... pornography fan cam.
God. Yep. All right. So this is not the Bogart Hotel. It's the... No. The New Yorker Hotel, really, somebody really slam dunk that one there. Great name.
How's their elegance and comfort guarantee?
Will we love it?
Well, hard to say. So it's a huge building, I guess. 1,000 rooms.
I think that's like the building that has the New York. I think it's the New Yorker.
Oh,
building,
it is just
like
that New York.
One,
yeah. Okay. So they're in there.
I've seen it. Yeah.
So they're in there. And
they're in there.
He was paying to rent about $200 to rent one of the rooms.
200 per
a night.
It doesn't say.
200 flat.
So basically, like you know, it was for a night.
Okay.
And
he got situated in his room.
He got in the room, and his boyfriend.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to finish. Jumping
Excuse
on me,
boy.
Told him about a loophole. Allows occupants of single rooms and buildings. Because this is an insane law, or whatever. Buildings constructed before 1969 can demand a 6-month lease.
So he can demand a 6-month lease. He paid for one night the hotel.
And he said, I'm a tenant. Give me a 6-month lease. And they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Sure.
Right? Because we're a hotel.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. I mean, you can demand anything.
Right.
Doesn't mean they have to say yes.
He went to court the next day and the judge denied it. He appealed and he won the appeal.
How did he win the appeal?
Well, because the lawyers for the building didn't show up. They biffed it. Big time. Very expensive.
Hey, where were you guys on Wednesday? Oh, shit. Did we miss something? Yeah, there's a guy who lives in our hotel forever now because you didn't show up.
Probably
should
have shut up. The judge ordered him, the hotel, to give him a key. He lived there without paying any rent because they never wanted to negotiate a lease, but they couldn't kick him out. I don't know how there's not something about, like, you have to pay the value of your, you know what I mean? You would think that, like, the owner gets some kind of, but anyway.
Yeah. You can go for a lot. If you're willing to just forever ruin your credit, you can live places for free.
Especially in New York, like, you can live here for free if you are willing to be, like, the most annoying person in history.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, and it just, the process takes forever in housing court.
You just have to hold things up enough. And,
like, yeah, there was somebody that I knew that, like, they're one of their relatives or something had a apartment in a rent control building that they were using more as, like, an office, and then they lived with, like, their significant other elsewhere, and the whole thing was, like, where the building couldn't find out that they weren't living there because then they could kick them out.
Yeah.
And then they found out, and, like, the wheels began turning. It took, like, years for them to get them out, and it's like, if you're the building, it's like, this is costing me so much money that I could be making on rent. Again, I don't feel particularly bad about that, but anyway, so this guy lived there for free. Because of this thing, they couldn't kick him out, and they didn't want to negotiate a lease, so he didn't have to pay anything, I guess. I just don't understand how you can, like, feel comfortable walking in and out of this place every day.
Yeah, saying hi to the front desk
just
people.
Like, you know, not that the front desk guy cares, probably, but it's just like, I don't know.
Desk guy probably thinks it's awesome.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you're kind
of, you can be a man of the people.
Boss.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of money you saved up. You can, big Christmas tips.
How did not everyone else just start doing this?
I think probably sense of shame.
They're just like staying because they're all hotel guests.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they figured out some. Well, the main thing is that they didn't show up to the hearing.
That was the crucial. Yeah.
I think that's the big thing.
I mean, they must be able to make this guy's life hell to a certain extent, right?
It's well, I mean,
you're not getting any fucking extra shampoo.
Maybe they're not rushing up to fix your shit.
No fresh towels for you, sir.
But, like, you know, this feels like one of those things where it's like, just start an LLC. It's like one of those, like, you know, TikTok advice, but it actually worked here.
We should talk about those on the bonus.
Getting into those, the man, that
they're
is a
so
fascinating
good.
Place to get into.
We'll talk about it on the bonus.
Recommending people get into, like, a nightmare debt hell with a credit score of 0 at the end of it.
Didn't know they go that low.
Leverage your human life
to be able to have own something that you can use as an Airbnb that nobody will stay in,
which will be illegal in 2 months. Anyway,
so this guy,
subscribe to our Patreon for more content.
So he then, I don't understand what his basis for doing this was, but he, like, in 2019, the prosecutors say he uploaded a fake deed to a city website purporting to transfer ownership of the whole building to himself from the owners. And here's a fun detail that comes
up. What city website just has an upload button on it?
I guess just that they're online.
I,
like,
own,
you know,
this building.
Whatever, the records.
Signed me.
Yeah.
Like recordation or something. But again, like, finding out about this, like, people have too much information. Like, scam guys are able to get too much.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just got to go in there and do this, and no one's going to be checking this. And so he says the building was transferred from the owners to him, and the owners were, like, the unification of world Christianity, like the Mooney Church.
That's, like, the other twist in this, is the people he was fucking over were the Moonies.
I guess they own this New Yorker, this huge building in Midtown Manhattan.
What is the Who is that?
It's like a, are they Christian? What are they?
Yeah, they're also Epic Times too, right? Is that them?
No, that's
Epic
Falun
Times?
Gong, isn't it?
Oh, maybe.
No, maybe they're Moonies. I don't know. It's like a Scientology-ish, like
weird religion.
You could call it a cult, but so many people are in it that like maybe it's just a religion, but there's like a leader. It's weird. I can't remember the specifics, but they're one of those.
All right. Weird religion.
Yeah.
The guy who killed the Japanese prime minister doing it like protesting. His family got
taken in by them.
Protesting the Moonies, basically.
Plastic gunman.
And led to like them like basically like taking away some of their favorite status or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like kind of.
All right. So this guy, he said basically, the building's mine now, by the way, by virtue of this document.
I think you'll find a document hosted on a government server.
He was living there for free. Nobody could do anything to him,
right?
You know, like
he was already he already had a good situation. He didn't need to add.
I don't know what they could do. You know what I mean?
It was for like 5 years, right?
Yeah, I mean, and so he's in there, and then he started because he said he was the owner of the building. He really got a little too big for his britches here.
He was walking around in a tux.
Started charging
for unclear reasons.
He was demanding rent from one of the hotel's tenants. Registering the hotel under his name with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection for water and sewage payments and demanding the hotel's bank transfer its accounts to him. Like, what is this guy thinking? Was he thinking he was going to, like, get another default? They're going to not show up to court whenever that happens? You know what I mean? Like, hey, maybe.
Whoops. You own our building
now. So now you're out on your ass. And, this hotel is, like, right by Madison Square Garden. It's, like, not like a very glamorous, but it is huge, and it's a landmark that people, you know. Mm-hmm. Apparently Nikola Tesla lived there for a decade, so that's interesting.
I feel like I've heard about how this is like a Mooney base in... I feel like I read an article of someone whose parents lived there when they were in the group. So yeah. I think that's like a lot of what it's used for. I think you can book rooms there, obviously.
Okay, so
like,
here's the argument. Okay, so first of all, the church sued him in 2019 over the deed claim, including his representations on LinkedIn as the building's owner. That guy does not need to be on LinkedIn.
Nah, he's going the extra mile. He's doing those posts
about how he owns the building. Like, what? You got to keep your head down.
He's doing posts about hustling. So, and that's how he got the building.
He says,
I feel like too many people are reading my things on Medium. I think I'm going to head over to LinkedIn and do some posts on there.
That's right. That's right. So he argued in the case about owning the building, I guess, or the previous case. He said, the judge who gave him possession of his room in the original thing, like he can possess the room, indirectly gave him the entire building because it was never subdivided. Like, that's not going to do it, man. Because I never intend to commit any fraud. I don't believe I committed any fraud. I never made a penny out of this.
No,
you just owned a building in Midtown Manhattan.
No, the fake deed I uploaded.
Like, in theory, if you were the owner, you could make like tens of millions of dollars off it. I guess there wouldn't be a penny. He always represented himself. So he's like the pro se nightmare guy. Like he really is like fully. And he said this is activism aimed at denying profits to the church.
Okay. That's convenient.
I don't know about that. This is the church known for conducting mass weddings, has been sued over its recruiting methods and criticized by some over its friendly relationship with North Korea, where the Reverend Sun Myung Moon was born. Is that his name? The Moon in Moonies.
This is like Icarus, if he was flying and his wax wings were working totally fine against all odds, and then he was like, I am going to fly into the sun. Yeah. I think I'm going to try flying directly into the sun.
I think I got a shot, yeah. I'm doing okay so far. Nothing's melting.
So he does have a criminal defense attorney, I guess he was arrested and charged with filing false property records. So
Epoch Times is Falun Gong.
Okay.
Just... wanted to clarify.
Once I realized that. Anyway, a lot of interesting stuff going on out there. A lot of interesting sources for some of this media that your parents might read. Anyhow, so that's it.
He's there. He's still there. He hasn't lost.
Well,
still tied up.
Now I don't know. Well, I didn't say. It just said he's got a criminal defense attorney. I guess they haven't kicked him out yet. The charge is filing false property records. None of this has any bearing on the fact that he can still stay in the hotel.
He can still stay in the room.
He can still stay there.
Yeah.
There's no like, all right, man, you're really fucking annoying. You lose. Like, that's not, they can't like just. So.
They can't charge him with fuck off, unfortunately.
Right. That's right. So, hey.
Which, if nothing really happens to him, then fair play.
Thumbs up. Like, sure.
Why not go for it?
I guess.
When we do lie, cheat, and steal, which like this guy sounds like he totally qualifies for it, we always try to decide at the end, is it worth it? Was it worth it to do this? And I feel like in this case, so far, worth it.
Probably wasn't worth it to try to get the building.
No.
But I think was that worth was, it for 5 years.
You bit
years
off more than you could chew.
Free. Yeah.
Like which you, is like a very common lie, cheat, and steal yeah. subject downfall.
Even like cheap rent, you know, rent per month. You, first of all, you wouldn't be living in Manhattan for this kind of cheap rent. You know, not anywhere near like Chelsea-ish. But, you know, he's talking high five figures. You know what I mean? Probably more.
Well, he's
know?
Not paying it.
No, I'm saying that's what he's saving.
That's what by. He's saving, yeah, to live there.
So I would say worth it, yeah.
Good for him. Come
does,
on the podcast.
I wonder what he does for a living other than this. Maybe this is it.
This might be it.
I'm just like annoying.
I annoy people into giving me things.
I'm a thorn in people's side.
We can't have him on the podcast because then he's going to become a host of the podcast.
Right, yeah. He's gonna be, like, this is my podcast now.
He's also,
yeah.
He also sues stores that leave their doors open with the air conditioner on. And
on LinkedIn, it actually his job position is just nuisance. Right. That's what he is.
He's the guy who reports all the cars that are idling for more than 3 minutes and gets the payouts.
He got Save Vita shut down. Yeah. He was like, oh, this concert venue is making too much noise. Can you believe it?
Yeah. And that was like, oh man. That
no, he got it shut down because he's like, actually, I own this building as well.
Yeah. Just pointing at buildings and being like, I own that.
I sat here for 4 hours and said I owned it and no one stopped me. So,
yeah.
Oh, you don't think I own it? Well, I will see you in court unless you forget to show up and then your building is mine.
What do you think about this PDF that I just uploaded?
I have a PDF that says otherwise.
Yeah. You're saying like what government site lets you upload? It's like, dude, so many of these ones are just like, you're on like a government site, like, can you upload this in a TIFF file? I was like, what is going on? Why? Just send us a jazz disc with your information.
Sorry, you got to fax this.
I'm uploading a 75 gig stand-up clip, if allowed.
Sorry, you gotta fax this to us. Just go to Staples. It's fine. It's like, where? Oh.
Why do you have a fax?
Just buy a fax machine.
Man.
Simply buy a fax machine.
Yeah. It's only $400.
Do they even make them anymore?
Crash the New York Health Insurance website by uploading a 8K stand-up clip to their portal.
Now no one can get on the marketplace because I put my crowd work on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like some shit that would actually happen. The government like forgets to put like an upper limit on a file and then someone's just like, I uploaded all of Avatar into the health insurance portal.
I like
portal
when you're on a
crashed.
Government site and they haven't updated the size they can handle in like 25 years. So it's like 5 megs is it. It's like, what? Like 5 megs total for everything together. It's like, oh, that's not bad.
For your tax return.
Very good.
Here's a thumbnail of my driver's license. Unrecognizable. Very cool.
You need a perfectly compressed image. It looks photorealistic, but is less than 100 kilobytes, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Good stuff. I'm just uploading an under construction GIF from tripod.com.
Wow.
Yeah, getting my
people usually go GeoCities for that poll. I'm going Tripod.
Yeah,
that's where I get my insurance. Healthcareny.angelfire.com.
Yeah.
Hit counter. Yeah.
It's cool. There's like, they got that, you guys remember the hamster dance? They got that going on there.
Yeah. You're getting your health insurance and you hear dee da dee da dee da doo doo.
Bonzi buddy is swinging in with my premiums for the month.
He's taking over the PC.
Yeah. We got to end the episode.
We're done.
We do.
Man. We said that in chat. I forgot that Bonzi Buddy would randomly swing across your screen on a vine. That is such dog shit. It's so funny.
No, he comes in. He's just reminding you that he's there.
It's kind of awesome. It's like, let's see how much we can get away with.
Yeah.
The guys that are making it.
Check it out on YouTube.
Plugs.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/whatatimepod for weekly bonus episodes and much more. And head to whatatimepod.com/links for our merch store, Discord, and more. Follow Patty, Kath, and Eli on Twitter and Instagram at Patty Moe, at Kath Barbadoro, and at Eli Uden. And check out Kath's other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, wherever you get your podcasts. Here's where you can see us doing stand-up this week.
The insult one this time.
Oh yeah,
the insult. Why I'm looking at I'm look, an insult one?
Looked up last week.
I'm looking at Eli's calendar right now. It's full. It's chock full.
Look
it's
at that.
Look at how much
wow.
stuff there is going.
Well,
on.
Well, a lot of those are meetings. But
meetings in
meetings.
Los Angeles.
Yeah,
meetings in LA, baby.
Yeah, my calendar is full of President's Day.
Oh shit, who books that?
Yeah, first day of Women's History Month is on Friday.
So, oh, that's in there.
Like I didn't already know that.
Paid protest, March 1st, which I think is this weekend. 7:30 Friday. Silo in Bushwick. It'll be fun. We have a really good lineup, so come to that.
I got nothing March 1st. Go to that. But on March 8th, I am going to show at Brooklyn Brewery at 7:30 p.m., I believe. I just saw the lineup. It's very fun. Should be a good time.
Watch Predator. It's pretty good. Just watching the this original week for the first time in a while. Yeah.
Good plug. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, everybody. Or watching the videos that come from this. Because it's in person. All right, bye.
You're not going to hear that because it's not going to be clipped. Goodbye. Slamming the mic down.